The pandemic has upended our city's music scene, as it has everything else. But could the very music that we no longer hear on the streets of New Orleans help us get through this crisis? Well, a new study from the British Academy of Sound Therapy suggests it can. And what's more, it doesn't take long to see results. The study caught the eye of Dr. Penny Roberts, a professor of music therapy at Loyola University. She joins us now by phone. Hello, Penny.
Good morning.
Tell me, why is this new study by the British Academy of Sound Therapy so exciting for you?
Well, I think it really resonates on the power of music to help all of us. Music is innate in humanity. We have our heart rate, we have our respiration rate. So rhythm is with us all the time. And this really solidified the idea that it can be beneficial for everyone.
Tell us more about this study. How was it conducted and what were the findings?
The findings were really exciting, saying that there is an optimum kind of time period for listening that can be effective. It really talked about how long we need to give ourselves to respond to the music that we're listening to and the ways in which it works.
So can this be any music genre?
That's a great question. It's actually important to work with the genre that you prefer. So if I'm looking for relaxation, what relaxes me might not relax you. If I'm an opera lover and respond to that really well, for some people, opera might be irritating, so on and so forth for other genres as well. So choose what you respond to the most and use that to your advantage.
Does it matter if the music you enjoy has lyrics, or would it be better to just listen to instrumental?
It actually does. So we know that for relaxation, music without lyrics is most effective. That way your brain is not processing and attending to the meaning of the lyrics and also any associations that you have with the word. So for relaxation, music without lyrics is best. If you want to reminisce about something or conjure positive thoughts, then lyrics that you respond to in that way might help. As well as if you're trying to process grief and sadness, lyrics are really effective for helping you connect with those feelings.
So how long does one have to listen to music before they see therapeutic results? What were the magic numbers from the study?
That actually, again, depends on what you're looking to do. So for focus, the idea was listening right around 13 minutes. That was the optimum time for people to respond if they were trying to focus. That number 13 was also really important for releasing sadness, making sure to give yourself plenty of time to process those feelings and move through it. If you're looking to just boost your happiness, your overall outlook on life, try to listen to music for about 9 minutes. And that music should be kind of more upbeat with a driving rhythm, a little faster. And if it has lyrics, make sure that they're positive. 13 minutes was also that magic number for relaxation. So this is where that music without lyrics would come in, something very familiar to you or that is not really hard to process.
It doesn't take long at all.
No, it doesn't.
Wow.
And it's so accessible.
Yes, it is, especially in this city. So tell us, how can music be a source of solace during our stay-at-home orders? What should we be doing?
I'm hearing a lot of people struggling with sleep right now. We are so used to having predictability in the world today that this change has really thrown us all off. One of the ways that that's presenting is in sleep. So I would suggest listening to that relaxing music that works for you for several minutes a day, to get your brain and body wired together so that your body responds automatically to relaxing music. That can really help with both sleep and anxiety as well. The idea that we're not really sure what's happening next, what things will look like. The music can be really helpful in mediating both of these emotions.
What are some of your favorite musical choices for lifting your mood?
I'm a big traditional jazz fan. So knowing that I have the access to musicians I really admire is something that makes me smile. I also try to listen to music that evokes positive memories. So thinking about where I was, how I was feeling, who I was with during a particular song is really beneficial.
Could you see music being prescribed maybe in the future for healing anxiety and depression?
Absolutely. That's our hope. There are so many studies that talk about the benefits of music on the mind, body, and spirit that physicians are starting to pay attention to and recognize that music can be a complement to other kinds of medical interventions. Many of our physicians really are aware of the power of music and starting to use it in their everyday lives and encouraging their patients to use it as well.
Loyola University Professor of Music Therapy, Dr. Penny Roberts, thanks so much.
Thank you, Diane. It was really fun.
This is New Orleans Public Radio.